The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And now we welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show former Minnesota governor and conspiracy theorist, Jesse Ventura.
I hear you're playing America the Beautiful for me.
For you, Jesse.
Well, that's a good idea. You know, I love this country. I bleed red, white, and blue. I was a SEAL.
I know, but why do you sound surprised?
I don't sound surprised. I sound enthusiastic.
He's full of wonder.
I sound the way I do every time I'm on your show. I don't understand what all the hoopla. What's all the hoopla about?
I misspoke. You don't sound surprised. You do sound full of wonder.
I'm full of wonderment. Right. I'll tell you why. Because my mind is a steel trap.
Oh, steel what?
A steel trap.
So once something goes in, it stays there.
It stays there. And one thing I do that the average... Turn that music off,
Jesus. You don't care for it?
Well, it gets a little tedious. Kind of removes me from my train of thought.
It's patriotic. I almost wonder if it's a conspiracy to play that
Well,
song.
There are lots of conspiracies
are
out there.
Are there now with the new Congress?
And how about this? This one. Let me lay one on you right now.
All right.
How about dead birds everywhere you go?
From the sky.
Dead fish.
What's causing that? What's your take on
government experiments on poison gases.
You think?
As sure as I'm sitting here, they kill the birds because the gases, what do? They float into the air.
Right.
And then where do they go? They come down. What goes up must come down, must go into the ocean or the lakes, and then you get the hundreds of thousands of fish kills.
That makes perfect
sense.
Do you ever generate poison gases?
Constantly.
Yeah,
especially when I go down to my trailer in Baja, Mexico, and I'm just surfing for a living.
Off the grid.
What's not off the grid is my intestines.
Oh, no, really?
My intestines are never
is
off the grid.
Is a colon conspiracy?
Oh, by golly. I heard that that fella on your show, what's his name? Mike.
Mike O'Mara. Yes,
the other day, he was talking about poutine.
Yeah, have you ever had it?
I've had it up in Minnesota.
Sure.
We have it. It's fries with gravy and cheese.
Does it have the same effect on you it has on him?
Oh, my lambs.
What?
I'm going to take that as a yes.
It's terrible. You know, incidentally, it's all the programming and processing, I should say, that goes into food.
That's
what causes us to have all the gas.
Another conspiracy.
The gas is caused by, what are you pointing at? What the hell are you pointing at? You're pointing at it while I'm doing a character, IJ. Why are you pointing at Mark?
Move over.
Why? Ugh. Because of the camera. I don't give a rat's ass about your YouTube camera when I'm doing a bit, RJ.
You
can lick it.
You
pissed me off, and I used to like you.
You think all this week Mike was going to be nice to him?
Not a f***ing chance.
Oh, Governor. Oh,
sorry about that. Now I've used the F word.
Is RJ part of the conspiracy?
He sure is. Yes, you know why? He's bringing more immigrants into the country.
I see.
Why, at this very moment, I know that he is smuggling an entire Mexican family inside his stomach.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Old woman.
Man. Ma'am, sorry.
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society.
I order you to be quiet!
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony?
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Monty Python, you either love him or you hate him. Our audience probably loves him.
Yeah,
I'm just going to assume that. Enjoyed across America on stations like Iowa's 1630 KCJJ, Vermont's 107.1 The Game, and in 145 countries around the world.
Wow.
From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Thursday, January 6, 2011. Mm-hmm. I wrote down 2010, though.
Yeah.
I did it again.
You've been doing that for a while.
I've been doing it all this week, more so than I've ever done it before.
Once February comes, you won't do that anymore.
You know, if I still wrote checks, I would still be doing it. I looked at the checkbook this week.
Yes.
And we make carbon copies.
Right.
The last six checks my family has written has all been to the Chinese restaurant.
That's it.
That's the only time
you write a check.
That's the only time we pay everything else online.
Yeah.
And the kids, we were paid up at school. We wrote some checks in September.
That's because, like the TV show, you're Modern Family.
Is that what we are?
Yes, you are her.
Did you see it last night?
Modern Family. I heard a clip from it.
Was it a new one?
Yes.
I got a lot of T-Bowing to do.
Oh, yeah, but in my T-Bow.
But it is Jan 6, 2011, and we are over 4.5 million downloads and growing and throbbing, as Buzz likes to point out.
Thank you.
It's kind of how I knew he was really back, when he changed that copy to be growing and throbbing. Our show today is brought to you by Netflix. Watch thousands of movies on any game console or computer, and now on your iPhone and iPads and iPod Touches.
So cool.
Or get Blu-rays and DVDs right to your door for just $8.99 a month. For a free trial, click the Netflix ad on our website, and we appreciate that. This is the time of year, wintertime, when we're in of doors as opposed to out of doors.
I prefer in of doors.
You know, a lot of people are looking for that diversion each and every night, so please grab a Netflix movie and do it, once again, just like Amazon, through our website. Yes.
Do you know, if you join Netflix per month, it costs you less than buying one Blu-ray.
That's right.
Yeah. And if you watch one movie a month, this thing pays for itself.
And let me be honest with you, okay? I got to be honest with you.
Would you please?
Because here comes the honesty. Get ready, America.
You hear Netflix, you hear Amazon. Mm-hmm. You're not hearing a lot of other ones, okay? Right. They're not exactly knocking Menasha's door down here, okay?
Right. It's that time of year.
So, you know, the way Menasha feeds his family is for the more you use Netflix, the more the better he does.
That's how we all feed our families.
That's the way we all.
We mix meat and dairy.
Yeah, but we do it. He's the one that gets yelled at if we.
That's true. And rightly so.
That's right.
Exactly. So please help him out. I always like to make. That's really what I.
This goes on in my head every night.
Rob knows what I was fishing for. And incidentally, you know, we may make fun because of the man of Jewish extraction to my right today, because Oscar's not here. We'll tell you about that in a minute. But I actually just love that score, because that is my 5%, 10% gay side.
You said earlier in another podcast that Before You Die on your bucket list is to play Tevye, whether it be on Broadway or community theater.
I want to do it. I will do it. I will do it. How old do you think? All right, I'm 51 now.
It's perfect.
Right? How many good years?
The password is rear view mirror.
Stop.
I'm kidding, of course.
How many good years do you feel? I think I've got a window of
30 years.
You think?
Well, no.
You're a good man, Rob.
20. No, you know
30
what?
30 years.
I was going to say.
It plays old. The role
Mike O'Mara is 80.
The role playing Tevye.
You could definitely do it at 70. 70 is the new 55.
You know, the way to guarantee that is we just do our own production of Fiddler.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
I'll play model.
No. I have, when you mention anything like that, I have visions of, what did we do? It's a Wonderful Life on the old Don Mike
show. Radio play.
And I so enjoyed that.
Oh, it pissed me off.
I loved it.
Every Christmas, it was just another excuse to make me angry.
I recall drinking a lot.
It was horrible.
I recall doing that and having to call Carrie to come pick me up. The only time in the history of my radio career when I called Carrie, I said, you're going to have to come get me.
It was horrible and a radio disaster.
And I dream of the day that we can do another play. I really do.
You know,
dream on.
Keep dreaming. Glad you're back from the dead, but keep dreaming on that one. Right. All right. Oscar Santana not with us today. Mm-hmm. We want to wish Oscar the very best and his family the best.
Yes.
His dad
is having a medical procedure.
Right.
Not life-threatening.
Exactly.
But Oscar, he's having surgery today. I think a gallbladder out. And,
right.
And Oscar wanted to be with his dad, and so we wish him well with that, and I hope everything turns out okay. And you know how Oscar feels about his familia.
Of course.
So that's
and
fine.
Oscar is videoing the surgery with that helicopter that he had here yesterday.
Not only that, his sister and his brother are taking turns doing the procedure.
All right, we got a big show for you today, and I'm very excited to be here. I want to talk about a little TV. We have the listener mailbag, and then we have Rob with his audio vault and Buzz with his news, uh-huh. and then I'm going to take a nap.
Well, that sounds like a
home.
Plan.
I plan on lingering today.
Yeah, well, that's fine. You guys know that I've napped with all of you here in the house.
You napped with us.
I mean, Menasha's here napped every single day,
yeah.
You know, till whatever hour, you know.
My favorite moment with you this week was Monday because, you know, we were all just back from a week off.
Right, and I'm still trying to figure my schedule out.
And you
skated
out.
You've been up late.
Yeah.
You skated out after the show in your burrito hat to get a burrito, and you
right.
came back, and we were still here because we were having a little bit of trouble.
Uh-huh.
And you looked as if someone had handed you like something so entirely out of context. You just said, "What are you guys still doing here?"
Yeah, because normally, Mark will linger and RJ will linger occasionally, but never the three of you all together.
Well,
and I knew there was trouble afoot.
I got no pleasure being here. I like
I
doing the show, but
you
I like
to get
leave.
Out of here.
I like
yes.
to go.
You like? Do you like to leave as much as you like to get you? I was talking about you the other day.
Thank you, Mike.
Do you like to leave as much as you like getting your work done early? I said that if you could get all of your work, all of your nuts and bolts work.
If we could do like all of our podcasts by March,
right.
I'd do it, even if it meant like 40-hour days.
Rob likes to get his stuff done.
Done off his plate. I'm like that. I'm an off-the-plate guy.
That's because you guys are kind of organized.
It's tough because news really can't be done in advance.
Sadly, no.
Audio vaults can be done months in advance.
Some of them. But then you will miss the thing that is the flavor of the day.
I very seldom miss the flavor of the day.
Well, you don't, but if you did them all in advance, you would miss, for example, the homeless guy
that
is the flavor
like
of the day.
Yeah. Ted Williams, Mike.
Ted effing. If I see effing Ted loser Williams again, I'm going to barf. I'm going to puke if I see his mother again.
None of this is his fault.
Do you mean Julia Williams?
And wait a do you have Julia Williams?
Of course I do, Mike.
Yeah,
that's the flavor of the
proud,
day.
Proud of you, Rob.
And the thing is they're both being interviewed by major news outlets, and he's saying, I sure hope to see her.
Right.
Has no one pulled the trigger to put these two together?
Well, the thing I was talking about earlier today was vetting this guy. Has anybody vetted this? Of course they haven't. Because you don't vet a guy when it's the story.
It's the thing to do.
What you do is you stumble over each other trying to find out, wait till it comes out. Because it always does.
Yeah.
The stuff is going to come out. Now, I don't know
maybe
if
they'll interview one of his 9 children.
He might be... Does he have 9 children?
Yes, he does.
Of course, that he hasn't supported.
Maybe he can talk about his grandkids.
Ah, very good.
Yes, 7 girls and 2 boys. Mike.
Very, very
I have
exciting.
Their names for later on.
Wow. Someone has been doing a little vetting.
Well, there's your vetting right there.
There's Rob's done a little vetting on the guy.
Just
so.
A little bit. I watched the Today Show.
He is the flavor of the month, and we'll have some audio vault.
I like looking at his teeth.
Yeah.
You know what? 2 years of no care, I'm thinking that maybe they were like passing the scope around this morning.
But I think that the teeth were an issue in 2008. We played a promo from his when he was working at a radio station.
Right.
Really? That recently?
He was 2008. Huh. See, there goes the vetting.
Yes. Yeah.
He said he was homeless for 2 years.
Yeah. Right.
So that sort of checks out. He's dodging the details.
Well, you know,
meanwhile, he's got a mouthful of Chinettes.
He says alcohol drugs.
Right.
Yes.
He says alcohol drugs.
And he says
drugs.
He's been clean and sober for 2 years. He appears to be clean and
he
sober.
He said he smoked cocaine.
This is the this is the
delicious
show. When I can talk about this, a documentary that I TiVo'd this week, got a chance to finally watch it yesterday, long documentary, about 90 minutes long, and it's called Joan Rivers, A Piece of Work, and once again, this plays into my musical theater side and my gay side, because let me tell you, I don't know what it is, but through that mask of heinous plastic surgery, I absolutely, categorically love this performer.
She's a funny performer.
I do too.
She really is.
To me
has
is
been funny for 40
hideous
or 50
to look
years.
At. But
I just
a funny performer.
I think she has. She has balls.
Yep.
She has. She
well,
is
she,
funny.
Sometimes
she had
too
balls,
much.
She.
Yeah.
She just is. She is what she is. And what I love about this documentary, Joan Rivers, A Piece of Work, is this is unvarnished. This is not anything that makes her. You can compare the documentary of Don Rickles to Joan Rivers, and what you see is one that has been spiced up and polished, and you don't see anything about the guy, and then you see Joan Rivers, and you see everything
She's
about her life and behind the
then
scenes.
Then you must be very excited about her upcoming reality show.
What's your reality
show?
On
Women's Entertainment, it's called Joan Knows Best? And it's her and Melissa. And I actually have tape of her promoting it. I knew you were going
to
mention it.
Well, I'd love to get her on the show.
Here we go. I want you to hear this. This is her just going on and on and sort of, you know, really just a stream of consciousness. Joan Rivers promoting the new show on We.
Okay.
Hollywood is a little UN. And you do rise to the top in our town for one reason only, work and talent. And that's a great lesson for a child.
And who you know.
The differences between L.A. and New York is in New York, you can't make friends because everyone gets murdered. And in L.A., you can't make friends because all the women starve to death. My icons in our business are all people that work very, very, very hard and have kept Don Rickles, who never stops working, never stops changing. Kathy Griffin, who works like a dog.
Well,
it didn't just happen.
Looks like Kathy.
Successful mother-daughter relationship is have a son. Have a gay son. That, to me, would be the best mother-daughter relationship in the world. Because you'd have so much in common. You could shop for tassels and lace. And you could decorate together. And he could do your nails. It'd be fabulous. Holidays at my house are terrific. Last year, Melissa gave me an entire set of matching luggage waiting in the hall for me with all my clothes in it. I think what's going to make our show work so well is you're going to see a real, for once, mother-daughter relationship.
So that's basically, right. She's promoting it for me.
I'm sorry because that piece of tape does not necessarily back me up.
Not exactly dynamic, but funny.
It's similar to the documentary in that these are the cameras following Joan Rivers for a year. And
Where did this air?
This was on Showtime.
Okay.
The other night, 10 o'clock on Showtime, I think Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. And so that means you'll be able to see it again and again
sure.
and again.
Yeah.
The thing that was great about it was it really showed you the insecurity of all performers.
Oh, sure.
And it's what we have even on our lowest rung of the showbiz ladder.
Right.
And you saw Joan Rivers, she makes a joke when they ask her to get out her book when she's scheduling interviews, and she always makes the same joke. This was her old manager who she actually fires during the year who says, and she always makes a joke, get my book out, let me get my sunglasses because the whiteness of the page blinds her. And it really... And at one point, Rob, you would have loved this.
Oh, I guarantee you,
she
I would.
She's got her book, and she's got books from years past because she's doing it the old-fashioned way, where she's going, you know, where's this gig,
her
where's this gig,
and
her appointments, her appointment book,
right?
And it's an old-fashioned, write it down, non-computerized appointment book. And you look in this, and you see, you know, there's the calendar, and it's all. And she goes, and okay, this is a good year. And it shows, look, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10, lunchtime. I've got to get, and it shows, and this is next month, and she's having a little slump.
Right.
And you see that she's not booking the gigs.
Right.
It is so enlightening because you are really behind the scenes of what I love the most, seeing the working part of what it is to be like a stand-up comic.
I don't think a lot of people realize how old school she is because
is old school.
She came on the radar when she was fighting with Johnny.
Right.
But you know, she was on the Ed Sullivan Show.
And she was with
many times.
Oh, she was with Jack Parr back
exactly.
when.
Exactly. That's an old school comic.
But what's cool about it is she's got, you see a little bit of her stand up. Apparently she does stand up every Wednesday night at some, it can be a hole.
Well,
way to correct yourself and repeat it.
Comedy club in it's the only way to express that. An asshole, I should have said.
Yeah.
A comedy club in New York City.
Uh-huh.
And you see her stand up, which is like they all are. I always forgot this, that you see these people on TV like we would growing up.
Uh-huh.
And then you would go to, say, a Caesar's Palace and see them, and you realize that they all work pretty damn raunchy.
Sure. Right. Yeah,
and it makes it funnier to me when they work a little raunchier. And it's just great.
How together was her stand up?
Her stand up will blow you away at how tight it was.
Can't
it really,
it.
I mean, but it was only little snippets of it.
Right.
But every, you know, she even, I've always thought that she always possessed a true Comedy Gene. She writes really good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And she has a wall of, I don't want to give away the whole documentary. She's got a wall of indexed jokes. It looks like a library.
That's not unusual, right?
Where she pulls it out. And she just whipped one out at random, and it made me unhinge my jaw and laugh because it's still funny.
It truly
so,
is.
Yeah, it's worth checking out. And I like her whole
comedians
deal.
Who are from that life, from the club life, right. In order to stay sharp, even as they get older, as certainly is the case with Joan, that's the way to stay sharp, is to keep performing like
and
that.
It
so
is
it's good to hear that she's
but
doing that.
But it's fear-based.
Of course it is.
And it is totally...
Even
totally
at our level, it's
afraid
fear-based.
To let go, like we were talking about the other day.
Absolutely,
yeah. Dick Clark.
Right,
but I mean the fear base where she will, you know, they make it very clear that she will take anything, she will do any ad, she will do it that way, and that's what she's all about. And
I think every
you see an example of that.
She's Jewish, isn't she?
yes.
Do you think it's just a Jewish thing, or is it a comedian thing?
Are you,
I think it's a comedian.
Hold on.
I think
it's a dangerous
thing.
Combination.
Are you sure she's Jewish?
Although Jewish and comedian often go together,
but they deal with the
not in this room.
They deal with the suicide of her husband, and you get behind the scenes on. How that went down.
Wow.
Not a lot of detail on that, but enough to give you a pretty good understanding. I like the lady. I think she's tough, and she's gone through an amazing amount of crap, and she knows herself. She really does. She knows what she's all about.
What she does is truly a craft. I mean, telling a joke is a craft.
Right.
And the fact that she's been able to do it for 50 years, it speaks very highly of her that she's polished it to that
extent.
But at
the end of the day, with Joan Rivers, because there's one segment in there where she's doing the Comedy Central roast, and she's, you know, she knows totally what she's, all the crap she's going to have to go through. She's like going, okay, it'll be 15 plastic surgery jokes. But the one thing I would say about Joan Rivers is I hate the fact that she got that addiction to plastic surgery.
I agree.
Because that's the only, that's where I step
makes
off.
Her heart
that's
look
when
at.
You can't really defend her, and you see that mask where, you know, really from the top of her lip up is completely plastic and frozen, and I think that that's affected her a little
bit. Do you wonder if she had not done that, how she would look?
She'd look like crap. Like,
yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But it would be a real, she'd still put on a lot of makeup, and, you know, who knows? I think, look, you know, with Hollywood, isn't it really good plastic surgery and bad? It's not a question
of course,
who's doing it, because they all do it.
Bad, especially out there. I think that's where, we've talked about it with Dr. Friedman before, that's where you see it most overdone.
Yeah, but shiny, he
said. Don't you think that her addiction to plastic surgery has to do with the very thing you were talking about a moment ago, and that's the fear of not working.
Insecurity.
She wants to keep it
insecurity.
Going. And I've been thinking about this lately, just, you know, in general, I think every performer, regardless of your level, whether you're Party Clown or Joan Rivers or somewhere in between, you have two basic prayers. One, to keep working, and the other is, please don't let me suck. I think those are the two.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you
that's
say those are the performer's
you.
Prayers?
It's a fear-based thing. You know, even with, you know, a lady comes up to me today at The Edge, at 105.9 The Edge, and I had met her one time since I've worked there. And she came out, and she's in the traffic department, and she comes up to me, and she looks at me, and she's, you know, she said, hello, and kind of gives me, you know, and I said, and somebody laughs and goes, you guys haven't met. You've been here since July.
Right.
Said, we met one time. But she said, I just want to come out, and I just want to say, I love you.
Oh, well, that's nice.
And it was just, you know, and you sit
that's
there
nice.
And people don't get it that it really does. If anybody that's listening to us right now, or anybody that hears what we do, thinks for a second that you take that for granted, I know you guys don't, and I don't, and I got to tell everybody that it's never taken for granted, and sometimes it carries a little bit more weight.
Well, it does
and,
for
and,
me.
And this was a lady saying this in front of like six of my coworkers, and it felt really
bad. There's no love in my home. I must take what I can get.
That's the only thing about performers. I think with the reason we do what we do, regardless of the level, is because we crave the love or need the love or didn't get the love.
Yeah, well, there's the word damage that goes along with people that are comedians and people. But, man, you guys, really, if you ever thought even in our hardest traveling, hardest working period of our careers, if you thought we were busting ass, let me tell you something.
Ain't nothing what she does.
There, nothing touches this.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, you know, finishing a gig, getting on a plane, getting in at 3:30 in the morning, telling the hotel desk clerk I don't want any calls before 6:30 a.m., which means she's going to get a whopping 2.5 hours of sleep. Mm. You know, when I complain about my schedule, and she's 75 years old, it just was great. It was. I think it really gives you an insight into the business, and you just, when you watch this documentary, what I want you to come away with is, man, you really don't see that side of it. With all the cameras everywhere, you don't get that perspective on things.
I'm sure younger people see her as old and possibly even out of date, but the truth is, I think the impression I've gotten is that if you see this documentary, it'll really be educational. You'll
it was
learn
fun.
Quite a
yeah,
bit about
very
being
educational.
A performer.
And here's the shocker, and I will end it. I went too long on Joan Rivers anyway, but I will tell you that there was a period of her career, and I think it might be just when Johnny moved out to the West Coast.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where, like 72 maybe?
Not her being 72.
I mean 1972.
Right. Where, what would that make her? She's 75, I guess,
last year.
She's
75 now.
She's 75. She'd be 76, 77 now.
So that was 38 years ago.
Right.
So that makes her about 36.
Wow. That's like pretty good. About
my age, 37.
Joan Rivers.
Hot like Mark Ronick.
Joan Rivers, 35, 36.
Wow.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think doable. I really, and people are going to go, oh no, horse face. No, I think Joan Rivers.
I will something to back that up.
She had a decent body.
Not anymore, but for a while, I thought Melissa was hot.
Yeah, then Melissa got the same addiction.
Exactly.
Where like she's got collagen from her forehead down to her breasts.
And one last question. This lady at the edge from the traffic department,
yes.
Do you think she could love me too?
Absolutely, Rob. All right, we will take a break. And what the hell is that?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that had a spoken word intro. Today, we will go into spots with all music from Fiddler on the
Roof. No. God, you're killing me. But it's talking.
It's dialogue.
I didn't realize that there would be dialogue.
Do you have any other music that we can go? We have to clean that up. Do you realize we are on real radio stations?
No, stage dialogue unless we're delivering.
That's right. Do you have any other music?
No.
You have your iPod there.
He's looking at you like RJ looks at you.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, look through your book.
You queen. We'll be right back.
Yeah, it's him.
Perfect match.
You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't. It can't be done. Welcome back to segment two.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to do. My apologies to 1630 KCJJ, who's probably not even playing commercials at this stage of the game right now at this portion of the show. But if you are, my apologies. And for 107.1, the game, there's some board up there right now that's throwing darts at the.
Billy Suter hates me right now.
It's not like we were
Billy.
Queen free until that.
Our second segment is brought to you by Amazon.
Yeah.
Amazon.com.
You can get those helicopters there.
You can buy nearly anything at Amazon.com. So buy it. Anyway, welcome back to segment two.
Go to our page for
nice
so
reading.
We're so we can feed our families.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Road trip suggestions for 2011. We don't have time for that today. We'll get to that next week or Friday.
I was going to suggest, of course, Broadway.
I may take my own.
It is time for our listener mailbag, and so we will not have show tunes. You have completely thrown me off my game.
I'm so sorry. I thought you would be so pleased because you love the musical.
I know, but it just doesn't work in this format.
It would make me as happy.
He's trying to keep the music relevant to the content.
I know. You keep it relevant.
I'm not as familiar with that score. Say, if you loved My Fair Lady, I'd be all over it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Sound of Music.
All right, it is time for the listener mailbag for Thursday. Jesus, January 6th, 2010. Love it when Oscar's not here. All right, anyway.
Do you?
Hey, guys. My wife is AC. That's a lovely
start.
It's
a great start.
When did I send this to you?
Hey, guys. Comes from John. Hey, guys. My wife is a C. She will not email you to get me a birthday greeting.
What?
This is great. So, like, every year, I have to get the gift I want most. Wait. So, like, every year, I have to get the gift I want most. So, if you can please wish me a happy birthday.
He means he has to get his favorite gift himself.
I know he's trying to write conversationally, but so like every year I have to get the gift I want most, so if you can please wish me a happy birthday. That is not a fixable sentence.
So like, yeah, okay.
So like, so like, so. I was born on the 13th of January, 1977.
So that's next week.
And I get most of Rob's jokes. Yes, well, that's probably why it should have been given to me next week.
Better than me.
Thanks for including that, John. He was born in 1977 to a pair of functional illiterates.
I was born in 77 as well, so, you got it. Happy birthday to you. This should be given to me.
I'll bring it back.
Who's
to you
doing
next
the mailbag?
I did
Are you doing the mailbag?
I did that.
Well, now since you've come back from the grave, this would be the first time for me to give you shit. All right, here we go. Language. Please get me the birthdays, like, the at least within the week.
I will hold off on that. I thought you would enjoy the my wife was a C.
That, well,
and
yes.
I will simply remind you that I nearly died.
But now, you know, now since it's the 13th, he I don't think it's even appropriate to sing.
Well,
to
the
him.
Listener, what's his name?
John.
John the retard.
John, play this on the 13th. You can hear it now and then hear it again on the 13th.
Right. Okay, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
You know what? No.
Happy birthday.
I'm abstaining.
John McCann.
I'm abstaining from singing to him.
All right. Birthdays. Poor Rob. Birthday greetings should not be included in the regular mailbag.
Something similar.
New rule. Mm. Like Bill Maher, new rule.
Where shall we put them instead?
I don't know. Put them in a you can do that.
All right. On the day that they occur.
Create a birthday file and you can give those to me every day.
A tickler file.
How about that? Every day.
Very good.
Or every day that we have birthdays.
Every day that we have birthdays, you'll get the birthdays.
That'll be a great.
Leather envelope and it'll be the birthday file.
Embossed.
Done
yes,
and done.
Please.
Yes. All right. Our next letter comes from it comes to Mr. Ronick from a guy named Will.
Yes.
This is to you.
Well, yes. He reached out, I think, to all of us.
Through Mark.
Through me.
Mr. Ronick. That's very... you don't get that a lot.
No.
It feels nice. Good, doesn't it? Is that a Mr. nice?
Yeah.
Everybody likes Mr.
I don't.
I found that... You don't like Mr.?
No.
You don't?
I don't.
You like
Rob.
You like Mr. Rob. I know
no, I don't, because that makes me think
that.
Of puking children. I just call me Rob.
I like Mr. When I went to a she country club for a while.
Yeah.
I used to dig
that. I like it in that situation.
I was all about that.
But. I did like it when Tiny Tim used to call us Mr. in our first names.
Okay, well, that's... All right. Thank you. I want to thank you, Mr. Ronick, and the gang for the great podcast. I've been downloading since the beginning and has saved everyone, bonus and raw.
Wow.
So I can re-listen when I'm out of new episodes. The best part of going back is hearing all of the ideas you guests throw out.
You guests throw out? I think what he's trying to say is all the ideas we have that we don't ever seem to get to.
The best part of going back is hearing all of the ideas you guests throw out.
You guys throw
I'm really,
out. I think is what he meant.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, here, this is very important in this day and age of lots of communicating and lots of texting and lots of emails. I really have to tell you, I've done it. Mm-hmm. Rob's done it. Buzz has done it. Ronick has done it. We all do it. Nobody proofreads. We think that we can get away with blasting out an email and not getting back to it.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, and I'm as guilty as anybody else, even doing the little stager for Facebook that I put up there.
Right.
But it's like, I'm really trying to figure, because I don't think it's guys, Buzz, as much as you're trying to help.
How does he spell
him,
it?
The best part of going back, going back where?
Going back to listen to the old shows.
To the old stuff, is hearing all of the ideas you guess throw out.
That's why I think it's guys.
It's guys.
All the ideas you guys
right.
throw
or
out.
Or just throw out.
Is what he meant.
But if it was guys, why would you throw the U, E, and S there?
I don't know. Maybe it's autocorrect. I don't know.
Wow, the listener's pal.
No, I'm
no, we effed up. Pay attention to what you're writing is my point.
I agree,
I can't make sense of it. I'm the ass that's reading this, Buzz. How the F do I make sense of that?
I don't
and
know.
You're over there going, he's fine. Maybe it's auto. Maybe everything's light. Everything's happy. I'm not dying in the hospital anymore. Everything's great. Everything's terrific. And I got to sit here with my fat ass and read this crap.
Maybe pre-reading it.
This sucks. Pre-reading it. I don't pre. You know what? Maybe you pre-read it after you do an effing radio show at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay?
Right. Why don't you do that? All right? Why don't we do that? I'm asking you to maybe make sense of this stuff because that's why I put it in your lap.
I'll do the pre-reading for them.
Our a day, pal. That's all I'm asking for. All right, here we go. Whatever. Mike, Rob, Oscar, Mark, and RJ. And Buzz.
How does he spell RJ?
What's that?
How does he spell RJ?
RJ.
Just kidding, of course.
Here we go. Jesus Christ. I'm hoping you may be able to do a favor for a devoted listener.
Nah.
Next. God, I'm pissed off. Mm-hmm. My son, Steven, is running the Disney Half Marathon on Saturday as part of his senior project for graduation from high school. To make a long story short, Steven is a pretty special kid. At 17 years old, he's already dealt with a lot of baggage that most adults never face. The key is that he didn't sign up for any of it. My other sons, Steven's twin brothers, Sam and Adam, yes, like the beer... Sam Adams, nice. Very nice. We're born 4 months premature and have a host of special needs as a result. On top of that, just before age 5, both were diagnosed with autism. That is a tough road to hoe there. While Stephen has never regretted the extra care and attention his brothers require, his life as a kid was far from typical and far from easy. Now with a chance to choose his senior project, he picked Reigning Autism Awareness. Reigning autism awareness in the community. Reigning autism.
Or maybe it's raising.
Raising autism.
I'm just over here thinking.
Buzz, seriously. I mean, I don't pre-read them, so let's see if we can edit them before they get to my eye. Because I can't read them like on the fly, obviously. There are typos in every letter we've gotten today.
I'm just so delighted I didn't have to run a half marathon to graduate.
As the hands-on part of the project, he'll be running the 13.1 miles. Wow. As a representative of the organization Autism Speaks. Mm-hmm. To qualify for a spot, he had to commit to raising at least $1,000. He's done that and more, with his total currently standing at over $30,000. Wow. I'm not asking for money, just some words of encouragement as he gets set to run. I've been a fan of all the incarnations of the program and often call him to the computer to share the funny. Mike, he's a big fan of your Simon Cowell and Arnold Schwarzenegger and the mailbag. This last episode of the mailbag that we're doing show today.
It was nice.
But his absolute favorite is Lay King. I know taking voice requests is a monstrous pain in the ass. No, it is not. But if there's any way one or all of those three could wish Stephen luck, it would mean the world to him. Thanks for all you do. I wish all the success in the world for the new year. Thanks from Carl in Middletown, Delaware, and for your son Stephen. Good luck, Stephen. I hope you have a great time with the race.
Do you know how long it's going to take him to run the race?
That was really a great letter. What?
You know how long it's going to take him to run the race?
How long?
2 weeks.
That's 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
That's 2 weeks. Thank you. God, I'm breaking bricks today. Scott Mason writes, I hope this one's remotely good.
It's going to be great.
I'm about to have an aneurysm. Huh. Guys, just got done listening to the News with Buzz. Not sure I think the new format of personal stories will work, but I wish you the best. I wanted to let you know that I had an epiphany while listening. It wasn't about health or religion or faith, but rather about listening to a group of guys who make me in a positive way, yeah, just like today, envious of your relationship, just like today.
Yeah. Right.
I have many friends and probably four or five whom I consider close, but I don't have the opportunity that you all do to see each other every day. Whether it's because of distance or family obligations or just chronology of drift, we don't see each other enough to be as close as we once were. You guys are very, very lucky. No, we're not.
Actually, it's a blessing.
And while it took Buzz's ordeal, he's back, to bring it into focus, no listener dating back to DNM has ever doubted how much you all care for each other.
Clearly.
Not today, goddammit. It comes through...
What's that?
It comes through your show.
Yeah. Yes, pause the podcast.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Perfectly timed. I'm sure it does. Yeah. It comes through in how much you bust each other's balls. Well, that's true. We're doing that today because only friends can bust as you do without the hard feelings that sometimes accompany it. I will have hard feelings through lunchtime today.
Yeah, me too.
It comes through this, the most dire of circumstances. You are so very lucky to have each other, to have the closeness that not everyone gets to experience.
He's so right.
Whether in spirit or physically. My God. I have written Rob many times to say thank you for showing your human sides.
I delete them all.
As often as you do. But today, I want to simply thank you for making me laugh. I look forward to 1 o'clock Central Daylight Time. Is that CDT? Mm-hmm. Every day, because I'm done with lunch duty at the school I work at. Oh, he's a teacher. And I get to sit down or a janitor.
Yeah. Mike, he could be a cafeteria worker. He's in there slinging meatloaf.
I get to sit down with at least 6 friends. While I've never met you personally, Mike, Rob, and Buzz, you've been a part of my life for 20 years. Without fail, you've been there for me, for my parents moving away 12 years ago, for my divorce. I love these. These are great. We really do appreciate people that send us these letters. For my remarriage, for the birth of my son, Ian. Maybe I should just amend things and say simply, thank you for everything. I wish you all the merriest of Christmases. We got this before that. Mm-hmm. And have a wonderful new year. Here's to seeing you in 2011 and maybe just maybe getting to an appearance if you ever get back to Iowa. I say good day. That comes from Scott Mason. That's a very, very nice letter.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you very much.
I wonder why the first marriage broke up.
We have one last letter. Hold in my hand.
The last letter.
The last letter.
Hi-oh.
Jesus. Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Buzz. Uh-huh. We're not Facebook friends, but I hope you guys will share this with him as well. I want to thank you for doing what you do. It's another one like this. Uh-huh. I've been a loyal listener for quite some time. I'm the guy who set up the delivery of half smokes from Ben's Chili Bowl. Uh-huh. I know this guy.
He's a good guy.
This is an old letter. I know this letter, too. This is a good letter. And I came in with Nizam Ali to get them to you on the old show. Mm-hmm. Ben's Chili Bowl, for those of you around the country and the world, is an institution here in America, in Washington, D.C., and it's a fantastic place. And really, So many celebrities come into town and go to Ben's Chili Bowl. They're a landmark.
Bill Cosby has changed his air travel to hit Ben's Chili Bowl.
That's right.
This is true.
When I'm not delivering chili dogs, I do public policy. I run a think tank, which affords me some unique opportunities. One of them was to go on a delegation to Western Sahara refugee camps in Algeria last week. I love this letter. On Sunday morning at 2 a.m., we were set to go home, but were turned back at the, I hope I pronounced this correctly, the Tindouf Algeria airport because Algerian Airlines had sent too small a plane, and only half our delegation, the half with the earlier flight back to the States, was able to get on it. We were told it wouldn't be until Tuesday night at 10 before another commercial flight would be available, and the oxygen was sucked out of each of us. I can imagine. We were all ready to go home. But through the largesse of the president of these refugees, accommodations were made for us to fly on an Algerian Air Force cargo plane back to Algiers on Monday morning at 4 a.m.
Nice booking.
It's like Joan Rivers time. This was a 25-year-old Soviet-made Ilyushin 76 cargo plane, roughly equivalent to our own Air Force C-140s, a big plane holding about 150 people, mostly Algerian military, all sitting in long rows on hard metal benches. Mm-hmm. But thankfully, I not only had my MP3 player and noise-canceling headphones with me, I had a week's worth of TMOS to help keep me entertained. My spirits had been lifted by getting an earlier flight, but I was tremendously buoyed by being able to hear four old friends. And I picture this guy, on this old military Russian-made plane at 4 o'clock in the morning, getting through that experience listening to us is very humbling.
Am I the only one who pictures people with locked arms because there's no seatbelts?
Huddling. In fact, I felt kind of bad for my friend who had her head up on my shoulder as we were flying while she was trying to sleep. I was chuckling at the stories from everyone's Thanksgiving, so every few moments she'd be shaken awake. Thank you all. It was a great capper to a momentous event, and I may be one of the few TMOS listeners who have the rare privilege of listening while being transported on Cold War era Soviet hardware.
God, wow.
Sincerely, that comes from Andrew Langer, and that is the mailbag for the Thursday, January 6th,
That's
ladies
great.
And gentlemen.
Boy. I wonder if Andrew knows that chili dogs travel well to Manassas.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. We'd
well
love to
Fairfax.
Get them out here.
Nice.
So thanks to that. And if you have a letter, you can send it to any one of us on Facebook. And if they're good, we put them on the air. We wish we could read all of them. We can't. But keep the correspondence coming.
And please proofread.
Yes.
Please.
You're healthy now. You're back. You can take care of that, right?
Yes.
You can proofread these?
I got to give that a shot.
I mean, you are in charge of the mailbag.
I apparently so.
No.
Well,
I said that to you. But then again, you have been ill.
This is a developing thing.
I don't want to pile on. Well, if you don't wish to be, I can delegate it to someone else.
No, it's fine. I will.
If you want, you can be in control of the mailbag.
Here's the thing. Maybe I didn't take it seriously enough. So I will now take the mailbag more seriously.
Yeah. And
we've learned today.
And besides Buzz, and I mean this sincerely, and this is everybody, because I get it with text messages now. And and I'm not saying that I don't do it, because everybody does.
Yeah, no, you're right. We all do this.
We are flying through our new communication. We really don't talk anymore. Mm-hmm. We communicate on our little electronic devices. Mm-hmm. We send a lot of email, and it really has. I've noticed this almost in the last 6 months that people are so eager that there are just constantly typos.
And nothing drives me crazier if I look back on a post on Facebook or something and I've missed a letter.
Oh, I hate it when I catch myself doing it.
Oh, it makes me crazy.
But seriously, my biggest enemy right now, especially with the iPhone, is the autocorrect feature. It keeps putting in words that I have no intention of using.
Right.
And unless you stop and look at it carefully before you hit send, you're going to send stupid stuff.
Do you know what my number one is for the iPhone in particular, for that keyboard when you're talking about
where
I want it to autocorrect, but it doesn't autocorrect?
Right.
Is when I want to say, "We'll get back to you," or
"Yeah,
we'll," or "We're really looking forward to that," or "We're."
It will not cooperate.
It's not bright enough to do that.
I know.
It doesn't figure that one out.
You know what? I can't type. I can't type the word "thanks." It's always "thanax."
Yeah, right.
Thanax.
I see that
every time.
I have trouble with the day Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Wednesday is very, very difficult for me. That's the one I have trouble with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very frustrating. So anyway, that's
we should all be more careful.
Better in the new year.
We will take a break. When we come back, it is Rob's Magic Audio Vault on the Mike O'Mara Show, and I will take a Xanax. Thank you very much.
No.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. How many Ustreamers do we have today, RJ?
150.
150. Glad 50 more people aren't looking at me today. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by...
Can't take their eyes
DigitalTrends.com. For up-to-the-minute news and reviews on all the latest gadgets, DigitalTrends.com makes it easier. This is one where they actually...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we got to go. I got to read the whole thing.
Please, please.
Stay up on the latest tech trends, and maybe it's just my reading today, and make smarter purchases. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter, too, or just click their ad on our website, digitaltrends.com. And I would imagine a pretty good time to go to digitaltrends.com with the show out in Vegas right now.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. And hopefully they can help you with your typos. And they can give you some tech suggestions.
God, I would love. You know, in a perfect world... One of these years.
Oh, it's a great show. If you've never been
to just set up shop.
Yeah. Used to go in Chicago all the time because they have them twice a year, once in Chicago and once in Nevada every year. And I used to go to all the Chicago ones. Loved it.
How does it stack up with the AVNs, Buzz?
There's always an adult video expo there with the Consumer Electronics Show.
That to me, of all the conventions that I'd like to crash, mm-hmm. I would love to go out there. Now, I understand, though, Apple kind of doesn't involve themselves with
their
new
product.
Yeah. They have a separate convention.
Yeah. Right. Oh, we don't do that.
They don't do it.
Right. Yeah.
But really, think about this. I was listening to a report about it today, and they were talking about the fact that the big event or the big item that you're going to see at the technical show out in Vegas at the electronics show is going to be tablets. That everybody's got a tablet.
Stone. Yeah.
It was, the iPad.
Based on the iPad.
Like the Nook and the Kindle and all these things.
It occurred to me, and this is not like a bulletin, this is not groundbreaking, but the fact is, what you've got is you've got Apple that comes out with a product. Even if the product is coming out at the same time as others, Apple usually nails it.
Leads. Right.
I give you the tablet form of electronic device.
The iPad. Everybody makes one now.
And then it becomes popular. Mm-hmm. And once it becomes popular, even if they've tried before, these other companies chase Apple.
Sure.
And they come out with their own tablets, and that's what everybody's doing.
Yeah.
So while they're doing that, Apple is probably making a better one or creating something completely new that everybody's going to chase, and that's the way it goes on forever.
That's why Apple overprices everything.
That's right.
A great point, because what I think they do on purpose is they hold back. On their first generations of anything, they purposefully hold back. You know, with the iPhone, they didn't put a flash on it, and people were craving it. Then there were competitors coming out there doing that kind of thing. Some people were buying it, but then Apple, they bring a new generation with the flash, explode again.
And everybody chases them.
And everybody chases
them. And it really, is, you know, if you're an investor in that type of thing. I'd love to get, does anybody know off the top of their head Oscar's tech guy's first name?
The guy from Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
The guy from Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I don't know his name because I'm normally drinking when we speak.
Oscar's got a tech guy that nobody remembers. It might be Todd.
Sounds right.
We'll try to get Todd back in here to talk about all the tech stuff.
Does that piss you off about Apple?
No, because I think what it is
you have to admire them.
They're the guys.
I don't have to do anything.
You know what? What car companies chase other car companies? The car companies that are chased are the ones that spend their energy on research, development, and new
making
design.
The ones that lead.
The ones that sit on their hands are the ones that don't.
But the
do
holding
that.
Back that Mark brings up. That's
I know.
Annoying.
That bothers me, but it's brilliant marketing at all the same time.
And that's only one small aspect of it. I really give
that's
Apple.
That's why we hold back on every show. We're not quite as funny as we could be.
Always leave them
like
wanting more.
Exactly. Especially today.
Today's one for the record books. Yeah. But I will tell you that the business model of Apple, you just have to admire them. I think that one little area of it with the marketing is kind of Disney-esque, and I don't like that either, but we'll have to wait. Are you still sort of anti-Apple?
He is.
Well, I'm cranky.
He's anti-Apple. You don't have an iPhone.
No, but I will. I think I will, because I really am impressed with it. And
there's just nothing that compares to it.
I've had an iPod for years and years and years, and I love it.
True.
And I love iTunes,
even
though my best friend Brad screams, it's spyware.
He says that about
it's
everything.
It's a virus.
aren't they all spyware, though, basically?
But I love the design. But the thing is their computers are so expensive.
Yeah.
And I really wish if they could figure out a way to make it just a little bit more competitive. I'd love to go that direction.
But see, with that said, I don't think I'm there are certain things. For example, video on this show.
That's great.
We
video.
Really we have to use Apple because they're that innovative and they're that much better than anything else. But we're still PC people. That's it. On the computer, I'm talking about all the goodies that are coming out now.
Yeah.
You know, really where, you know, when you're talking about your phones and your tablets and all that kind of stuff.
All the audio that I juggle, my PC gets so cranky and I would love to make the switch.
It's not a day that goes by where I'm not looking at my PC and it's kind of going.
How many times do you tell it not to send a notification that your Windows Media Player is locked up?
Yeah.
I do that 10 times a day.
Very frustrating. Yeah. Let's open up the audio vault for today. Thursday, January 6, 2011. What do you got for us today, Rob?
I got a broadcaster who never holds back, Mike. It's Regis Philbin, and now that we are 6 days into January, he's really got his ducks in a row. This is Regis This Morning.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thursday, January 6, 2010. Oh, no. And guess what the big story is? Snow is on the way.
And they don't even call him on it.
They don't call him on it today.
He has a cold.
It would have been funnier today if she did that.
I know. He kept on going anyway.
Did he have a cold today?
You could tell by listening to his voice.
Oh, God. All right,
he's upset because the snow is going to delay his trip to Florida.
But here's the problem.
They did 20 minutes on
the
this.
The funny of that, this is to old Kelly. She doesn't care.
I know. She's tired.
Whatever.
She's tired.
Okay.
I'm tired of it. Now, I was excited today. Not that they had Ted Williams on the Today Show, but I liked seeing him doing the booth work, and he did the opening booth thing as an announcer on the Today Show.
Oh, really?
And you know what? Mike, if you listen to his voice, I think you're going to like it in this setting.
Okay.
Okay, so just tell me what you think, okay?
Here's this will be over soon.
The golden-voiced homeless man, Ted Williams.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira, live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza.
Considering he was sleeping out of doors 3 days ago, I say that's not too shabby.
Not it's bad. Really good.
Yeah.
As Booth he is, you can't argue with that voice.
So.
As much as I say that, though, you know. And
but I did hear the lisp that you mentioned.
This is frustrating for me. It is
frustrating. Of course, for all of us.
And as my radio partner, Kirk McEwen, said today, you know, once that, once that first paycheck comes in. And the guy is like a total no-show.
Yeah.
You know, and I think what it is with me is being in this business and being on the shelf and, you know, being out there beating the street trying to find work and knowing hundreds, thousands of guys that are qualified broadcasters that are out of work too. It's a shame to me that it takes this kind of situation to get somebody to open a door. And another thing that Kirk said today, which I quote him on, is... you know, this guy's tape would have been in about 30 program directors' trash cans.
Of course.
I mean, that's the way that would have gone. But now, because he is on the TV.
And he's of the moment.
It's the magic YouTube phenomenon.
And as far as...
It just makes me... It annoys me.
As far as being annoyed and frustrated, something that softens that for me is that I've never had to sleep outside. So you know what?
Yes.
Good for him.
He fell farther than we did. Yeah. But here's something else. You've said this. He may be forgotten in a year. He may be unemployed again in a year. We, on the other hand, when we got dumped, we sort of pulled ourselves up by our bootstraps, you know, and I think that's something to be very proud of. I think we're going to, you know, keep going.
Well, and on his end, and I'm not going to, you know, all my annoyance has been with media and the flavor of the month.
Of course,
this
and rightly
happens.
So.
Yeah. Yes, and you know what? And it was pointed out to me that my perspective, because I'm on this side of a microphone, is not necessarily the same perspective as somebody watching this out in TV land. Well, of course not.
Right.
People see this, they think it's a sweet story.
Right.
I will also tell you that, you know, we go back and we use that example of the Magic Christian, who was a friend of the show.
Right.
And
rest
you,
in peace.
Particular, Buzz, he has since left us, but you worked very hard to get this guy a gig. And then our friend Steve Bridges out of KCJJ
was very generous
and it bit him in the ass because, like, it ended up because this guy, you know, was not quite right and had a few problems.
Yes.
And then it ended up, you know, being litigious. And I've experienced the taking the guy who was sleeping in his car and getting him a gig and then all hell breaking loose for Steve Bridges, which Steve doesn't even talk about a lot of that stuff.
You know, people love to sue Steve. I wouldn't be surprised. It's really one of the quickest one of the quickest ways to make $5,000 in the entire state of Iowa is you sue Steve. I wouldn't be surprised if before this was all done, Ted Williams sued Steve Bridges.
But
just for some reason.
My point is, if he does get to get, and listen, I would be very happy that 1 year from now, that this guy, you know, where are they now?
Right.
Ted Williams is working. He's gotten his life together. But this is a guy where in this business, You know, it takes, for example, me. It took me literally 1 year to get back on the radio. Yeah. And I am somebody that had never been fired. I had a great track record.
Right.
You know, and it took me 1 year to get back
on
the radio.
You were part of a heritage show and a heritage station.
And,
yeah.
I was doing this podcast so people could hear my work every day.
I literally had an audition.
It took me 1 year to get. I would like to see that, you know, a little vetting goes on before somebody lays out the, hey, come work for us, because that wouldn't happen in the real world. And no, it happens now because you're seeing this fresh
and
glossy,
he's
sweet and his mommy hasn't seen yet and all that. Behind the scenes, you think they're really preparing any kind of contract that's going to lock this guy up for any period of time that's going to really help
him? Certainly nothing with dental.
I hope they do dental.
The lesson learned, Mike, is you shouldn't have spent that year in here. You should have
been
living
on
the street.
That's right.
And
yeah,
you would have been hired in 3 months.
You could have had a camouflage jacket and a great career.
This is getting a little too deep on this, but I got to go here.
Okay?
It is the same thing with people that just are able to keep their head above water and keep their bills being paid.
Right.
I use this as an example of, I talked about this house that I pay for that is the albatross around my neck. Mm-hmm. I would be in a much better situation with this house if I was down to my last dime. If I was absolutely almost on the verge of bankruptcy, then the gates open, the floodgates open, and all the help comes working in. The fact that I have managed to hold on to some of my savings and the fact that I am, you know, pulling in an income now, it doesn't change the fact that this house is valued that I owe $25,000 more on this than the value of it.
Right.
That I am what they call upside down.
Right.
And when you talk about $25,000, it's a lot more than that when you consider the purchase price that I paid for the.
Sure.
I'm just talking about what I owe on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there is no help for a guy like me out there that simply wants a fair shake.
There's times when
and you're not alone in that.
By being
and a lot of people
are
there,
guy, you feel like you're being penalized.
It's the same thing to a certain extent. When you're, you know, when you're absolutely down to your absolute last,
right.
Well, then there's the time to help. What about the people, Buzz, that are on the shelf that we know that are out there
hundreds,
right now,
thousands.
Hundreds, thousands in media that have been canned and thrown to the curb, who deserve work as well. I just that's the way I think about it. I can't see this guy without rolling my eyes and going, okay, yeah, here he is.
It's
and
tough.
We don't even know what the guy's track record is.
Right.
Rob gave us a little vetting a little earlier.
Well, as a matter of fact, we can look at that now, Mike. He says hello to, on the Today Show, they gave an opportunity to say his hellos.
Okay, very good. Let's listen to Ted Williams, homeless
golden
man,
voice, Mike.
Turned golden voiced announcer, saying his hellos.
And I do want to say hello to my children in Columbus.
How many kids?
I have seven girls and two boys.
Seven girls and two boys. Wow.
Yes, yes. And they're all adults. And I have grandchildren. And I want to say hi to... Can I say hello?
Go. Sure, go, go.
Mark Henderson, who was very instrumental in helping me with a place to live. And I want to say hi to Jimmy Cottrell, my girlfriend Katie, and my children Julie, Janae, Trisha, Tangela, and Keisha, and my son Desmond and Tyrell, and... And my mom, wherever she's at, I miss her so much.
That troubles me so much about this is, you know, when we all got fired, I thought about what's the worst case scenario. Luckily, none of us got to a worst case scenario.
Right, right.
But I thought about what if I got dead broke? Mm-hmm. What happens after I sold my records and my microphones and I'm out of money?
Right.
I thought, I've got a big family. I've always gotten along well with my family.
Right.
My family's going to help me out if it gets to that situation. Here's a guy with 9 grown-up kids.
You know what? Sometimes,
and he's on the street.
It makes you wonder.
I think sometimes it's not a question of their willingness to help. It's a question of his willingness to ask for help.
That could
a
be
lot of people
true.
That get into that homeless situation
maybe.
Are people that have a lot of pride and they don't want to have anything to do with their family. I know that's
and
how
what about
I react.
What about this chick he's boning?
Yeah.
But well, he
she
might
must have a home.
Might have met her at the shelter.
Password is lucky.
Oh, yeah.
We really don't. How old is the guy? Do we know how old he
let's
is?
Find out.
I don't. But
let's
if he's
find
got,
out how old he is,
if he's got grandkids, he's got to be in his. I would say I would guess 60.
All right,
really?
We got time for one more here.
Okay,
Rob.
Let's do one more quick one. Let's go with a Snooki, Mike. You know, Snooki is on TV a lot promoting her new book, and you know, I'm not even going to mention the fact that Regis doesn't get the day right that he continues to call her Snoozy.
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 God bless him.
Here's a classy moment with a classy
Grandpa.
Lady, Snooki, on the Ellen Show yesterday.
Did you have have too much fun that night? Were you hungover the next day?
Well, actually, I didn't black out, so I wasn't that hungover. But if I am hungover, the best cure is to drink margaritas the morning of.
Course.
And you're fine.
Now, when you say if you don't black out, it's a good night for you.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes. Because I want to remember my night, and sometimes I just don't.
Right.
And it sucks.
Right.
So you're like, what did I do? Why did I wake up in a garbage can?
You know a good way to...
That, Mike, that is your magic audio ball right there.
Buy it a nickel.
Way to go, Snooki.
Mike, Ted Williams, 53 years old.
53. Wow, 53.
Looking good.
Sounds right.
We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and his news right after this.
See, Mike, it just goes to show you when you take care of yourself. Treat your body, and you'll pardon the expression, Mark, treat your body like a temple.
You know, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Listening to that voice also, and Buzz, I know you'll, that's a cigarette voice, too.
It could be.
To a certain,
very
man,
much
he's
could
probably
be.
Got the tools, he's done it a while, but it sounds to me almost a little of that.
He wasn't just smoking tobacco, Mike. He said on the Today Show he was smoking cocaine.
That'll do it.
You know what's funny? I just did that same thing with the typos with texting. I said, we'll be there soon, and it spelled it wrong. I sent that to Carla.
Ah! Funny guy. Funny man. Don't you understand when you make those jokes, it plays upon my very deepest fears.
I figured today was a perfect opportunity to do that.
He knows.
I'm just thinking about 53.
Here he is at 53, Mike. And how old are you?
I'm 51.
That's right. You've got 48 months.
51.
I'm sorry, 24 months.
24 months. Very exciting. Right.
2 years. Here comes your...
The Today Show. Is that not... For anybody that's in this business, is at least guys like Buzz and I that
sure,
have done
be fun.
Voiceovers. Man, yeah. Booth. Oh, is Booth the cherry gig?
I got to do just a little bit of it for a very short period of time. But yeah, it's great.
Oh,
it's the
man,
most fun
I never
you can have.
I have never had a chance
got
to do
that. One episode of a college TV show because we had a pretty good mass comm department, but
right.
We actually had a booth with a glass door and a ribbon mic, and it was fantastic.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've loved the fact that most of my career has been in this comedy radio type stuff, but I've always loved doing regular commercials and being an announcer. And I think, you know, like being a Don Pardo or being on a game show, that would have been okay with me.
I tell you what pisses me off the most is that sometimes on the Today Show, obviously they're not shelling out to keep a guy on staff, and they use their executive producer, Jim Bell. And he does like Smuckers. And it's just like, no, get a voice guy in there.
You know, as much as I think he's a funny guy, it kind of kills me to hear Andy Richter introduce
Cohen.
It truly does. All right, let's get the news. Here he is, the man, the legend, the man that, hey, I know it's official.
What?
He pissed me off today.
Yeah.
So Buzz and I had our first fight since you've been back from the grave.
Right, welcome.
Now I know it's completely official.
Back to normal.
You are and it took, let me see, well, technically we don't count that show before Christmas, so
three days.
Only 3 days.
That was
proofread
nice.
This. No. All right, here we go.
Mike just grabbed his junk.
Thank you. Here's Buzz Burbank.
If he didn't, one of us would.
That's right.
Brought to you today by the 2011 VIP packages. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com to find out how to get our bonus hours, video feeds, and cartoons at a price that fits your budget.
That's the sponsor today?
It'd be in the news. Yes, it is. And what's great about this,
hey,
Mike...
Hey, look, all of a sudden, Mike's not mad at Buzz anymore.
What's great about this, Mike, is that this, too, pays the bills.
That's good.
Some days,
I know it all does.
Some days, some weeks, better than others.
I know.
Choose from the gooder or goodest packages. The goodest includes the all-new Raw 2 plus bonus hour video, both live and recorded. The 2011 VIP packages. Order yours now at MikeOMaraShow.com.
We're talking to you, 53-year-old guy with a camo jacket.
The Today Show. All right, go ahead, Buzz.
If you can help, that'd be great. Nonprofit groups that serve the community have also fallen on hard times in this tough economy. Budget cuts have forced them to rely more on volunteers. And there are now fewer volunteers available because they've lost their full-time jobs and are working several jobs just to make ends meet.
Thank God we still have RJ.
Yes, of course. He's doing a fine job.
The Meals on Wheels program in Monroe County, Pennsylvania needs drivers, but nobody wants to burn up all that gasoline, what with gas prices going ever higher. The volunteer fire department in Bridgeport, West Virginia needs 10 more firefighters, or houses are just going to have to burn. These are just a couple of examples. The list goes on and on across the country. In your community, help if you can. In Washington, D.C., the good news is people are using more reusable shopping bags thanks to a new nickel tax on disposable shopping bags. The bad news is that tax money was supposed to go toward cleaning up the Anacostia River, and the tax hasn't pulled in as much money as expected. Stores in the district say they are now buying only half as many bags
as they did before the tax.
I don't know. I think the Anacostia looks great.
Man, let me tell you, for those of you that have never been to our nation's capital.
Beautiful city, Mike.
When you take that boat ride and you go under the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and you start cruising at slow speed because you got to go that no-wake zone. You
right,
know,
sure.
Back that boat down and you go by that delightful little suburb of Washington, D.C. known as Alexandria. Take a good look at that water.
It's a little brackish.
Take a look at that. You know, it's more than brackish, my boy.
The amazing thing is Buzz was drinking that water right before he became ill.
I don't get it. What happened? Yeah,
you know, and it's more than brackish. It's more than particulates. Yeah. It's good solid.
Should you have to chew when you drink it?
It is nasty. Horrible.
Yeah. Now, instead of doing it on their own time, members of the new Republican-controlled House are reading the U.S. Constitution out loud today, which means nothing will get done today to actually help the country. God. Next,
how about if Ted Williams read it?
Now, brilliant idea. I
they
like
might
that.
Do that.
He needs the work. Mm-hmm. And after that, the new House will work on voting to repeal the new health care reform law, another waste of time since the repeal will never get past the Senate anyway. So it's good to know the new House will waste a couple of weeks before even the remote possibility of getting down to business.
I watched the swearing-in yesterday of the new Speaker, Speaker Boehner, and unfortunately, I did not get my wish. I was really hoping, because when Nancy Pelosi was introducing him, and introducing, more importantly, his family up in the gallery, I thought, boy, we got a chance, because he took the tissue out, and he was dabbing at the eyes, and then got to hand it to him. He pulled it together and gave the gave a speech, even though it was not a tremendous oratory.
He didn't blubber, but he did tear up.
He teared up, but he didn't. I mean, this is a guy that really contorts and loses it, and it's what I was wishing for.
And I didn't get my wish because they had that huge gavel, and I was hoping Nancy Pelosi would deep throat it.
No.
You know, there was some very erotic content when she handed over the gavel and made a comment along the lines of, This is not the one I've used.
This is a much bigger
gavel. This is the bigger one here.
You know what? Yeah. Not now anymore, but I bet Pelosi 15 years ago, quite possibly, yes.
Can I tell you what I felt, though, when I watched that seriously? I watched that whole thing
Something
yesterday.
Rising, Mike?
No, not from Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, when I watched Nancy Pelosi, that little gavel, the tug. No, I watched that and... In years past, especially with inaugurations of somebody that I didn't agree with and somebody I didn't vote for, I always felt kind of like I'm proud to be an American, and this is the feeling I got yesterday was that I'm watching just a bunch of crap. Yeah. I hate to say this.
I saw it on C-SPAN too, and it looked like
it was Dog all and Pony Show.
It was BS. That they're not going to cooperate. Nothing's going to get
done. It's all make believe.
It's all, you know, they hate the Democrats and the Democrats hate the Republicans.
That's right.
And that's it. But I wish I'd paid more attention to Nancy Pelosi.
I think it's the eyes.
A United Airlines jet from Chicago to Germany was diverted to Toronto yesterday
after Turn it around!
The pilot spilled coffee on the radio. The short circuit that resulted sent out a distress call that the plane was being hijacked. Eventually, the plane got back to Chicago. United finally did get its passengers to Germany. The airline says it's too soon to comment on the incident.
Going to have to take the plane back to Toronto, Captain Geronimo. That is a joke about our old pal Donnie.
He has spilled a soda or two on a control board.
Donnie used to knock over a little Diet Coke occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and the cups would dissolve. It was always just high times for trouble.
The board at our first tour of WJFK is lucky to be in one piece.
16 channel Wheatstone. Sticky.
I'm surprised it didn't do a
You know, when they went to the newer boards at WJFK when we were still working there, one of the selling points is that it had drainage holes. I kid you not.
That's funny.
It did.
Birds are falling from the sky now in Sweden, in addition to Arkansas and Louisiana.
End of days.
No, experts say it's not the end of the world.
Did you see Letterman last night?
No, I did not.
Halfway through a monologue joke, they dropped about 60 blackbirds from
Did they really?
On him. It was great.
That's good stuff.
Very funny.
I will go back and look at that.
Now, experts say it really isn't the end of the world and that it's no big deal. They say this happens all the time. It happened in Austin, Texas and Australia at the same time in 07. It happened in Somerset, New Jersey in January 09. Happened in Western Australia in June of 09. Experts say in this more connected age, we're just hearing about it more.
So you heard about the Chesapeake Bay fish kill today, right?
Yes, yeah.
Another massive fish kill. And, you know, so I'm tying it all together as Armageddon. It's going to happen. I'm looking for that big day in May.
I'm looking for good prices at Shoppers tonight on bass.
Get yourself those big oversized donuts.
I'll go see the Mexican Shoppers Food Warehouse and I'll buy me some cheap fish and some Inca Kola.
Zipping through other news very quickly, a new study shows drug-sniffing cop dogs are wrong 70% of the time and mostly used to intimidate suspects.
Buzz is a cat person.
As of today, more Iowans are allowed to carry concealed weapons. Steve, watch out for Tommy.
Hey, good stuff, Tom Suter. Ah, those Suter boys are coming to town.
Suter boys.
The Suter boys. Yeah. The
Suter
gang.
And I'll say the traditional one. Tommy Lang, I'll see you in hell.
And a new survey says two-thirds of American Idol's best days are over.
Probably right. Yeah, I'd probably be in that camp. I will be looking in how long I last.
Big changes this season,
but
Mike.
I love Steven Tyler. I'm a super Aerosmith he's cool. fan.
I bet he will sour you in an episode and a half.
Really?
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Finally, it's a new year, but crooks haven't gotten any brighter. In Gilbert, Arizona, police are looking for the man who's robbed four banks since October. He's a white guy in his late 50s. He always says he has a gun, but nobody's ever actually seen him brandish one. He always gets away with cash, but not the kind he keeps demanding. Time and time again, he's told the tellers he's robbed to give him all the $20 bills they have, along with all the 40s and 60s.
So he's not quite right.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Uh-huh. That's it. We got to get out of here. Our show today was brought to you by Netflix. Watch thousands of movies on any game console or computer, and now on your iPhone and iPads and iPod Touches, or get Blu-rays and DVDs right to your door for just $8.99 a month. For a free trial, click the Netflix ad on our website. That's it. We got to get out of here. This program cannot be rebroadcast without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mark, I'm going to give you this opportunity for advertisers that are interested in advertising on the show. Your personal appeal, if you don't mind.
This is the place to be. You've got...
I didn't say you. Right. He does his own thing. I don't control him.
We are extremely affordable.
Mm-hmm.
You will get your message out to thousands of people.
Faithful listeners.
And faithful listeners that want to help this show by helping our sponsors.
That's exactly
right. And then if you come back year after year, that would not only be advertising, that would be a tradition.
Yes, tradition.
I didn't bring tradition today.
Oh, so important.
Didn't play as well yesterday. I just wanted the violin.
Call 301-244-8773 for Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, and Oscar Santana. This is Mike O'Mara saying, Mazel Tov.
Oy!
Oy. Shalom.
Shalom.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.